The United Nations has ruled that the Australian government has violated the human rights of Torres Strait Islanders by failing to adequately protect them from the effects of climate change. This is a result of a complaint brought forward 3 years ago by 8 Torres Strait Islanders and their children, which claimed changes in weather patterns had harmed their livelihood, culture, and traditional way of life. Traditional owner on the island of Masig, Yesse Mosby, is one of the 8 claimants on the case. He says he's devastated by the rapid destruction he's observed on his home.
Inundation and erosion is affecting our daily life every single day. It's not only affecting our home by eating our islands away, but it also affects the marine life and the bird colony, which flies from Australia to Papua New Guinea. Now, these islands here are the islands where they, you know, settle.
Even more confronting is the way climate change has destroyed the resting place of their loved ones, says Mr. Mosby.
Saddest thing is our loved ones, where we are connected to our great-great-grandparents, their remains now is being washed away due to inundation and erosion. They weren't buried on the shoreline, they were buried inland. And a lot of their remains now are facing danger that there is at the coastline, and most of our loved ones is vanished now. We cannot see them, we cannot go and put flowers on their graves anymore.
The group of complainants are all from 4 small low-lying islands in the Pacific region: Boyugu, Puruma, Waraba and Masig. They claimed their rights had been violated because Australia had failed to adapt to climate change by upgrading seawalls or reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And on Friday, the UN Human Rights Committee supported these claims. The UN decision found Australia's failure to address climate change violated their rights to enjoy their culture and be free from arbitrary interference with their private life, family and home. These effects are clear further west on Saibai Island, as community leader Kerry Akiba explains.
It's very evident on Saibai because of its low-lying area. We used to have beaches along the foreshore here, but not anymore. And we've noticed during high tides, and practically all Saibai will be underwater. It'll be submerged.
The Australian government says it will consider the report but has not yet committed to compensation. One of the Labor government's first commitments was to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 43% by 2030. Labor Minister Amanda Rishworth insists they already present stronger commitments to climate change than the previous coalition government.
The government has been working very closely with our Torres Strait Islanders about climate change. In fact, the Prime Minister, the Minister for Climate Change and the Minister for Indigenous Australians has travelled up to the Torres Strait. This complaint was put in under the previous government, and we will consider the report and make a response in due time.
But protesters in Sydney today say the government's current policy doesn't go far enough to mitigate the impacts of climate change. First Nations protesters are calling on the government to listen to their knowledge of the land. Protester Joshua Bell says Indigenous Australians need to be leading the response to climate change.
It's not a black or white issue, it's a humanity issue. And if our waterways are destroyed and our sacred sites are destroyed, the mental and spiritual damage it does to our health is, you can't even begin to describe it. We need to have us in the driver's seat now. We need to have Indigenous people leading the educational, environmental ways. You know, there's many different tribes in Australia, so we kind of need a representative from each tribe to form an alliance and to form the old ways spirit of adhering to the law of the land.
Traditional owner Yesse Mosby agrees the Australian government needs to be more active in the fight against climate change. He calls on the government to witness firsthand the damage already tearing through his Pacific Island home.
We want the Australian government to come for our home, as we've gave them an invitation first and they declined it. But now we want them to come, definitely come to our islands and sit with the people here in the village and have a look physically what's happening to our home and work together from there in how we can save this home and for our children to remain here.
For now, Mr. Mosby says the UN decision is a welcome first step, but it's vital the Australian government thinks about future generations.
For our future generations, especially, to remain on their home, practice their culture and their tradition, have, as we've done this for over thousands of years, to have the opportunity to live life freely without fear of climate change.
Katrina Stirrett, SBS News.